Hey, this is John O'Callaghan from the Maine, and you're listening to Mixtape here on IW Radio.
So many things I want to convey, but don't want to write you no letter. There's so many songs that already say the way that I feel is much better. Here's a mixtape to relay how I'm feeling today. A few songs that touch on just what I'm trying to say. So sit back and relax with no further delay. Here is your mixtape.
Hello, world. I'm currently sitting in a walk-in closet all by myself, by my lonesome, me and my half a voice in San Diego, California. The weather is about 64 degrees. I have a day off from tour, playing holiday shows. This week, for mixtape is going to be a bit different because we are on the road and the drives have been a bit extensive. We decided to take kind of a break for a week until I get back home in the comforts of my own environment. I didn't create a playlist this week, and I know some of you are going to say that I'm lazy. Maybe I am a bit lazy, but I've been driving the whole tour pretty much, and it's kind of exhausting, but I think hence my voice. But that said, we will be back next week with a full playlist, a guest, all the accoutrements. It will be splendid. I hope you are doing well. These holiday shows that we've been playing with the Technicolors have been really, really overwhelming in a great way. It's such a great way to end the year, to be honest. It's kind of crazy. I've had like really weird nostalgic feelings. And I know I probably said it before on the last tour, but a lot of playing shows as of late has kind of aroused very unique feelings, like very, like eerily reminiscent of when we first started as a band. A lot of the, I don't know if it's the rooms or what it is, that's kind of taking me back to the first days of the Maine. It's a really warm feeling, to be honest. I don't know, it's something really special. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's come out to these shows. Thank you to everybody who has supported us by listening to a song or, you know, buying a t-shirt or, you know, coming to a show. There is really no way of repaying you, I suppose, other than you know, trying to continue to keep this whole train moving. It's kind of bizarre that we still get to play music and you know, have this be our job. It's really special. So thank you. And let's get that out of the way. I just have to say thank you. Thank you for listening to this, these weekly ramblings, weekly diatribes. It's, I don't know. I think that for me, it's, I don't know. I think I've been really, really fortunate to talk with my good friends on a different level. And I found out a lot about them and found out a lot about, my dad even. And I don't know. It's been a really, really special thing for me too. So thank you for, again, allowing me the opportunity to do these things. Thank you to Adobe. And, yeah, so next week's going to be similar to the previous ones, but this week we're going to play a couple songs that we, I guess, are hinging these shows around, and they are quote unquote holiday songs because apparently there's a war on Christmas, and I don't know, things are crazy nowadays. And everybody's got a soapbox, and it's, I don't know, somebody's always upset about something. You can't please everybody. And we're going with holiday shows. Speaking of holidays, I'm about a week and a half away from Christmas, the holiday that I guess I have to celebrate, or that my family designated us to celebrate. And with that obviously comes buying the gifts for people. And I've been really, really bad. I'm not going to divulge what I haven't purchased anything, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm buying for my family, just in case my dad and my mom are listening, or my brothers. I don't think my brothers really give a shit about what I do. So I know they're probably not listening, but I think my dad has been listening as of late, because he just texted me yesterday, I have an idea for mixtape, and he listed a bunch of different ideas for future episodes. So I know that he's probably listening, and I'm not going to say what I'm getting him. But if anybody has ideas for what to get one's mother, that would be greatly appreciated, because I have zero clue at this point. She's a really hard person to buy a gift for. What are you buying your mother? I don't know. I literally am like at a dead end in a cul-de-sac. I have zero ideas. I think my middle brother is heading up the operation, hopefully. So hopefully he pulls through and I just Venmo him money. That's kind of such a cop-out. I really want to do something really nice and special, but I don't know. Maybe I'll buy him a dog. That's kind of like a huge burden, buying somebody an animal. I think I'm actually going to buy everybody that tours with us like a fish or something. Or maybe like not a snail, like a hermit crab. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy everybody a hermit crab, because it's not like a huge obligation, but you can buy like a little terrarium. I think that's the right word. And then they kind of have to, like, I don't know what they feed it, but they'll have to do that until its soul moves from its shell. Yeah, I don't know what I'm even talking about anymore. It's really weird that I'm sitting on the floor in some stranger's closet talking to no one. It's actually really, I don't know, ironic. We're all alone. So I guess that's my plea to you, is give me ideas for what I should buy my mom for Christmas. Hopefully I get this out in time and I get responses in time to actually sift through it. And hopefully you guys provide some sort of direction. I guess with all that nonsensical stuff out of the way, we are going to play songs that we have recorded for you on these past, I guess, 7 shows or so. We recorded 2 songs in the live setting. We recorded a song called Hopefully. And I believe Santa Stole My Girlfriend. And I don't have Pat here to affirm or deny. But I think we're going to play 2 songs for you. And then I want to play a Technicolor song. And I don't know if we have the live version, but if we don't have the live version, we're just going to play a tech song. And it's been really, really amazing. I just kind of want to tour with them all the time. They're such a great band and such a tough act to follow. And I think that that's what's really important is surrounding yourself by people that motivate you and inspire you and push you to be better. And these guys have done that tenfold. And I think it's a really, really special thing that they decided to come out with us on these shows. I know I can speak for them when I say that they are very grateful and very humbled every night that you guys decide to come out and, you know, work whatever job and save up money to buy a ticket. And, you know, for us, the past 9 years has been nothing short of miraculous and amazing and incredible and brilliantly fucking, I don't know, beautiful. It's been such an amazing journey thus far. Thank you so much. These are the last shows of 2015. So I wish you all a very happy new year, very happy holiday. I hope there is nothing but health and opportunity for you and yours in the future in 2016 and every day that we're so fortunate to see. So without further ado, I'm not going to talk anymore. I will talk to you all next week with an actual substantial episode of Mixtape. I love you guys. Thank you very much for all the support. Behave yourselves. Here is a burp and hopefully. Happy New Year. Happy holiday. All the love in the world. Bye bye.
We're gonna do a it's a holiday song. Thank you. You know the words, how was I got?
Is a cat away making us
Anybody bring any eggnog? Who likes eggnog out there?
Nope.
It's an underwhelming bunch.
Not for me.
Not for me. Any drink with egg in it, I don't think I'm down with it.
Pat, what do you think?
It's like we're fucking... It's like
mayo in a glass.
It's like you're training for a fight. You're drinking raw eggs. Why don't you just drink rum? What's the nog portion of it? What is that? Please, anyone, Google it. You have your phone out.
There's eggs.
What is nog?
Eggs and then...
Southern Comfort? That's the nog? No, there's got to be some more milk. There's got to be a lot of dairy. I don't know. This song is for all my lactose friends. What's up?
I'm Thank you very much. This is the fourth time for this song right here. This one's called Mr. Winter. Jazz hands? Yeah. Alright, here you go.